Journalists around the world are shocked following an extraordinary investigation published in Sunday's New York Times. The Times reported that one of its own writers had fabricated dozens of stories and plagiarized others. Commentator Marvin Kalb says this is a good time for the whole news industry to examine its collective conscience.
This story is bad for the New York Times, and what's bad for the New York Times is bad for American journalism. The true test of how bad may well come in 6 months or so, maybe sooner, when the Times breaks an important story, embarrassing to the Bush administration, as it has so many times in the past, and the White House spokesman effectively brushes it aside by simply saying, with a knowing grin, "What do you expect from the New York Times? The truth?" How very, very sad that the newspaper that has set the standard for American journalism for more than a century, winning 89 Pulitzer Prizes in the process, now has to defend its credibility because a 27-year-old reporter did not understand the extraordinary opportunity that the editors of this paper had given to him. Jason Blair, a minority intern quickly raised to the status of reporter, blew it big time. According to a special 4-page report in the Times, Blair not only made major mistakes, he concocted stories, invented interviews, wrote about trips he never made. And when the Metropolitan editor warned his senior editors that Blair's tenure at the Times ought to be terminated immediately, the senior editors chose to ignore these warnings. They wanted this bright and energetic liar to succeed, his blatant shortcomings notwithstanding. The Times believed in racial diversity, and that is a good thing. But a reporter's race ought not to be as crucial a consideration as his competence, his honesty and integrity. There are really two issues here. One is the quest for diversity as pursued at the New York Times. But more important, perhaps, is the failure of the Times to catch Blair's mistakes, to provide a kind of safety net for him and other struggling young reporters. The Times has promised this will not happen again. Let's hope so. But it should never have happened in the first place. The responsibility rested, of course, with Blair, who flunked the test of professional integrity. But it also rested with the senior editors, now rushing to set up committees to enforce the obvious rules. Too late. The damage has been done. A troubled young reporter needed tough, unflinching, day-by-day mentoring and editing. Maybe his potential could have been salvaged. Maybe he could have become a good reporter, not the bust he now appears to be. But the newspaper that sets the standard in this business failed him and us.
The comments of Marvin Kalb, a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.